I read aloud a poem a night. And this week I'm reading poems by Marge Piercy. This is my favourite one of hers. It's called Brazen Pumpernickel. You shine, my love, like a sugar maple in October, like a golden orange overarching blaze of leaves, each painted its own tint of flames and tossed on the ground, bright as silk scarves. So are you happy. My curly one, my stubborn, fierce butter. Down with the head and charge all horns and the blattering thunk of bone head on bone, the smoke and hot rubber stench of overheated temper. So are you angry. The tomcat is a ready lover. He can do it at dawn when the birds are still yawning. He can do it while the house guest walks up the drive, do it after four parties and an all-night dance on a convenient floor. So are you able. Your love comes down rich as the warm spring rain. Now it charges like a tawny dark-maned lion. Now it envelops me in wraiths of silken mist. Now it is a thick, hot soup that sustains me. So are you loving. You're an endless sink of love, a gaping maw into which I shovel attention like a soft coal into an old furnace. You're a limitless love source, a great underground spring surging of rock to feed a river. You cry your needs, bold as a six-week kitten. You're devious as a corporate takeover and direct as an avalanche. What 10 years into this conversation commands my interest? You're still the best novel I've ever read. Secretly, we both think we are bred for each other, as part of an experiment in getting dreams made flesh, and then having to feed on the daily bread of passion. So we die, and die with loving, and go on living.